Some members of Congress say the federal government needs to regulate the growing number of wilderness programs for troubled teenagers. At a hearing today, parents said their children died of abuse and neglect at these facilities, and they begged lawmakers to get involved. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
An investigator for the Government Accountability Office told the House Education and Labor Committee there are now hundreds of wilderness camps and residential treatment programs in this country. They promise new hope to desperate families whose kids are suicidal or have begun using drugs. But the GAO's Gregory Coutts said these same programs face charges of horrendous abuse.
Youth being forced to eat their own vomit, denied adequate food, being forced to lie in urine or feces, being kicked, beaten, and thrown to the ground.
In at least 10 cases, that abuse led to death. The GAO investigation found administrators often ignored pleas of kids who said they were sick, believing they were trying to escape the rigorous exercise that's at the center of many programs. Parents who testified said they all felt misled by promises that expert staff would care for their kids. Bob Bacon of Phoenix said he was talked into hiring two burly strangers to whisk his son Aaron away to North Star Expeditions, now out of business.
In the trauma of this surreal incident, I offered words of comfort without thinking of their potentially ominous meaning when I said, "Aaron, I know you will find God in the wilderness." Little did I know that these would be the last words I would ever speak to my youngest son.
Aaron Bacon died after 3 weeks of grueling wilderness hikes with little food and inadequate medical attention. Regulation has not kept up with the rapid growth in this industry. Jan Moss of the National Association of Therapeutic Schools and Programs says her group has been trying to develop standards and welcomes government oversight. She said that many states still do not require licensing of wilderness programs.
In Montana, we worked diligently to have appropriate licensure requirements put into place, but the stringent bill that we favored lost to a less rigorous bill.
Education and Labor Chairman George Miller, a California Democrat, says federal oversight may be the only answer. Today, he introduced legislation that would help fund state licensing and would improve scrutiny of offshore programs. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.